بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف المرسلين وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين، ومن تبعهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين. أما بعد، رب اشرح لي صدري، يسر لي أمري، واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقهوا قولي. اللهم انفعنا بما علمتنا، وعلمنا ما ينفعنا، وزدنا علما يا رب العالمين. Okay, brothers and elders and sisters, Alhamdulillah, we reached the last Darus of Tafsir that we'll have for this month of Ramadan. Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen, it's been a wonderful journey. And we thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for everything He gave. And we make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that He accepted from us, Ya Arhamar Rahimeen. And so the last dua that we want to cover, inshallah ta'ala, is the dua from Surah As-Saffat, which is the ending of the duas that we normally make. This is from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that he used to say that when you finish speech, when you finish a discussion, when you finish sitting down, you should read the dua, which is Subhana Rabbika Rabbil Izzati Amma Yasifun. وَسَلَامٌ عَلَى الْمُرْسَلِينَ وَالْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ. So Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam had emphasized this, and he said more or less in various different du'as that this is or very different hadith. They said that if a person wants to, inshallah ta'ala, keep their the du'a in a protected seal, or keep their sitting in a protected seal with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they should read this part, inshallah. It's at the end of Surah Al-Saffat, ayah 179, 180, and 181, 182, last four ayat. So this is a beautiful part, and I wanted to, inshallah, first and foremost emphasize, because this dua, we have to learn the adab and etiquettes. Someone asked very much, like, how do we make dua properly? And I said, this is a very, very important question. So first and foremost, what a person needs to recognize is, dua is a request after doing something for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So you want to do an amal first, and then you make dua. As you saw the Anbiya alayhimus salam, they would do an amal and then they ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So for example, Ibrahim alayhi salam starts building the Kaaba, then he makes dua, right? So similarly, brothers and sisters in Islam, when you and I first and foremost want something to be maqbool by Allah, do something good. A good deed like sadaqah, praying 2 rak'ah after salah, 2 rak'ahs of salah, fasting, right? At the ending of fasting, your dua is accepted. You wake up at the hajjud time. As you notice, mashallah, when you reach the end of something, Allah Ta'ala gives you an opportunity to make dua. The idea is that you start off with doing an amal, okay? Along with that, inshallah ta'ala, having wudu, right? Facing towards the qibla. You know, one of the etiquettes of dua is that a person raises their hands and makes dua, right? This is from the adab and etiquettes. Nowadays, people have made a big fuss about raising hands and wiping the face, but these are part of the common adab and etiquettes in dua. Whenever you look at any of the dua books, for example, Hisn al-Haseen, right? Imam Jazari, rahmatullahi, he wrote, he said, Hisn al-Haseen, the book, is a book about so many du'as of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and in there he writes from the etiquettes of du'a is that you raise your hands and make du'a and then you wipe your face afterwards. There's one booklet that was compiled by Sheikh Abdul Fattah Abu Ghudda rahmatullahi, Salas al-Rasail fi Istihbab al-Du'a, three treatises they wrote that were compiled about the virtue of making du'a. And then in there he quotes together about over 100 hadith about showing how raising your hands in du'a is from the sunnah, just because people are making such a fuss about it. May Allah forgive. Okay, the idea is that the hand raising, when you make it, inshallah ta'ala, the normal way of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, there are various ways. It's very quickly, inshallah. I think it's good. You learn the etiquette, right? So one time Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when he was in desperate haja and desperate need, he raised his hands higher than his shoulders. Right? It's not from the adat though. Another time when Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, making dua for istisqa, for rain, he would flip his hands. And you actually make it towards the ground, right? And so you might see that one day if we ever make dua for rain, you'll see that the hands actually face the other way. But Rasulullah in general, his habit was to keep it towards the shoulder length, right? Up to here, and keeping it above the chest like this, okay? So, and this is our general adha, right? I see people when they make dua, they're like this, like this, right? They're doing some very strange things. You know, again, mashallah, we should learn. You know, alhamdulillah, I saw my akabin, I saw my mashayikh, who made dua with a little space in between their hands. Some people, they make like this. This is okay. But I've seen that the way is that they keep their hands a little bit spread. I think the idea is that they're thinking, you know, the idea is that Allah, whatever you give is not going to be enough for this. And then I saw another really funny video. Someone shares really funny videos during Ramadan, right? So someone was like, they're making dua and someone like tried to scoop up the mercy from that guy's hand. So you can, the guy's like this and he goes in there, try to grab the dua or something. I don't think it works like that, brother, but mashallah, you know? So again, we face towards Qibla, inshallah, raise our hands, right? And then we, inshallah, the most important thing is that we actually show our weakness before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is something that we're not able to do. And this is why I try to tell people that when you make dua, you have to break yourself down, you know? We're too arrogant when we're asking. We're too arrogant when we talk to Allah ta'ala. You have to recognize I'm Abd, Allah, I'm the slave and you're the master. And ya Allah, this is my connection to you. There's no other connection. Allah, everything I did in my life was guna and everything I did in my life was mistake. Ya Allah, I just ask for your maghfirah. Rasulullah is telling Sayyidatina Aisha that if Allah does not ayyatghammadi Allah bi rahmatihi, if Allah does not immerse me in his mercy, if Allah does not drown me in his mercy, I'm not entering Jannah. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is telling us to give us humility about ourselves. Brothers and Islam, this is what's going to get your dua faster to be accepted than anything else. Thereafter, inshallah, you start off with decorum. You, when you raise your hands, you came into the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You came into, he opened the door for you. He said, you can come in now. What do you want? So you go in there, like, yeah, can I get a Big Mac? Can I get like, you know, some French fries? This and that. Oh, my respected Mola. Oh, my beloved Mola. Oh, lak alhamdu kullu, wa lak ashukru kullu, bi yadika al-amru kullu, wa lak al-khayru kullu. You know, you start saying all these beautiful, alhamdulillah rabbil alameen. Oh, Allah. Allah, I'm here, Allah. You are the greatest, Allah. You're the best, Allah. This is how you start off your dua. You start with hamd before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, right? Thereafter, you tell him who sent you, who brought you here. Wassalatu wassalamu ala rasulillah. Okay? You start off with hamd, sending hamd to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, praising him as much as you can. Don't stop praising Allah. The more you praise Allah, the better you'll feel. Trust me. You and I will become happy when Allah does praise. You have no idea the happiness we feel when we talk about Allah. You have no idea the happiness. Right? Allahumma lakal hamd kama yanbaghi li jalali wajhika wa azimi sultanik. Allah, for you is the praise befitting of your majesty and your honor, ya Allah. Kama yanbaghi li jalali wajhika wa azimi sultanik. Right? Allahumma lakal hamd kama huwa ahlu. Allah, for you is the praise, the one that you deserve, ya Allah. This is the dua that you make, right? So after that, you say, Allah says, okay, who sent you? Say, was salatu was salam ala Rasulillah. Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he taught me. And he came to, he taught me this is the way we do. So Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam taught us this. You start off with hamd. Then you say durood, and then you start making general, then you start making dua, make aam dua, make the dua from the Quran first. The duas that we learned this whole month, make those duas, inshallah ta'ala. Thereafter, the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, whatever duas you know, inshallah ta'ala, make them general. And after you do that, Allah just said, okay, you asked for all of mankind. You asked for all the entire ummah. You asked for everyone. Now tell me what you want. Right? This is Allah ta'ala telling us, piyar muhabbat say Allah ta'ala, he's going to ask you, okay, you asked for everyone. Now tell me what you want. Allah, I want for my parents. Allah, I want for my children. Allah, I need for my house. Allah, I need for this and this. And then the dua, inshallah, is masbu' and maqbool, inshallah ta'ala. That's how you get accepted by Allah ta'ala. You follow procedure, okay? And now, mashallah, once you wrap that up, you're doing this dua as much as you can. I tell you, smart, train yourself. Put a timer down. Train yourself to make dua. People don't know how to train themselves. People get tired after 10-minute dua, 20-minute dua. SubhanAllah, we with our mashayikh, I tell you, 50, 60 minutes will go, 1 hour, 2 hour will go. People don't understand what dua is anymore, SubhanAllah. These people, subhanAllah, you have to sit. I told you, mashallah, I learned the when I was in Bangladesh in one Ramadan. It was the Laylatul Qadr night, right? The Khatam night. And then I'm there just like this American kid, right? You know, nothing coming out, nothing. And then I see next to me a little 7-year-old boy is crying his eyes out. I'm like, Allah, I'm doing something wrong here. Like at that moment, like subhanAllah, I realized that something is wrong. I'm the weirdo. If I'm not crying, I'm weird, right? In the time of Sahaba radiallahu anhum, everyone is crying. If you weren't crying, you're the weirdo. Right? How am I not crying when Allah's mercy is coming down? SubhanAllah, what's wrong with me? My connection with Allah is very weak then. So learn to make dua and start to raise your hand. Say, Allah, how could I survive Jahannam? Allah, how could I survive Qiyamah? Allah, how can I survive my qabr? Rabbul Alameen, what will I do when I leave this world? Ya Allah, if I don't get Kalima, what's going to happen to me? Rabbul Izzah, what will I do? Right? You start to ask Allah Ta'ala. You put yourself in that state and then you put yourself in the belly of the whale. Allah will give you dua like Yunus alayhi salam. MashaAllah, this is what it is, brothers and sisters. Put yourself in the bottom of the well. Put yourself in the belly of the whale. Put yourself in such difficulty and hardship and say, Ya Allah, I need your help right now. Who else can help me except for you? That's what Allah wants to hear. My brothers and sisters, once you make those du'as, you have to wrap up your du'a. So what do you say? Subhana Rabbik, Rabbil Izzati Amma Yasifun. Right? Subhana, Subhana again means, Allah, you are perfect. No matter what I said, was not a aib on you. This is the thing, right? When you're asking Allah, when He gives you everything, He'll say, what? Have I not provided you? Subhana Rabbik. No, my Allah, you are perfect. It's just my weakness and I need. And that's what is happening right now. That's what you say, Allah, Subhanak. Subhan means you are perfect, Allah. Rabbik. Rabbik is what? Who's Lord? Rabb means Lord, right? Rabbika. Rabbika means your Lord. Whose is your? Not my Lord or your Lord or his your. It's whose? Nabi Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam's Lord. Allah, that you're telling Allah, Ya Allah, I don't know how perfect are you, but I know Nabi Muhammad SAW understood you better than I could. Subhana Rabbika Rabbil Izzah, Ya Allah, the Lord of Muhammad SAW. You're ending your dua with this. You're saying to Allah Ta'ala, by the Lord of Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. You're saying Al Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam's name. You think Allah would not love that? Oh, you let me mention my Habib Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Rabbil Izzati, the Lord of Majesty. You're saying by Allah's honor, His Izzah, His everything. Amma Yasifun. Allah, from anything anyone described you of. Yasifun means whatever they described you of. Allah, you are perfect from everything they said about you. When they said you had a son, Allah, you're free from that. When they said you had a partner, Allah, you're free from that. When people said such evil things about you, Allah, you're free from all these things. Perfect are you. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun. Wa salamun ala al-mursaleen. Right? And now, when you started your dua, you started off with hamd, salawat, and then you made your dua. At the end, you flip it. And so you start with salawat. You send to wassalamun ala al mursaleen. Peace be upon all the messengers. Okay? And ya Allah, I'm ending my dua in this way. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, he did not like that it's part of his humility, Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. He did not like that you just made salam on him alone. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, وَإِذَا سَلَّمْتُ عَلَيْهِ فَسَلِّمُ عَلَى الْمُرْسَلِينَ. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, whenever you make salam on me, give salam to all the messengers. فَإِنَّمَا أَنَا رَسُولٌ مِنَ الْمُرْسَلِينَ. Because I'm a messenger from the messengers. So at the end of the dua, what is it? You may start off with Nabi Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. At the end, you mention all the messengers. وَسَلَامٌ عَلَى الْمُرْسَلِينَ. And peace be upon all the messengers. From Nabi Adam Alayhi Salaam to Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Ya Allah, this is my request to you, and I'm mentioning the names of your Anbiya, the ones you love at the end, to accept my request. And at the end you say, Walhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. And Allah, whatever you give and whatever you don't want to give, all praises for you anyways, Ya Rabbil Alameen. What a beautiful way to end your dua. And so it's my recommendation, inshallah ta'ala. We do it all the time, alhamdulillah. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam taught us this as well. That when you finish a conversation, when you finish a dua, when you finish a seating, inshallah ta'ala, make this at the end of your dua, inshallah. And Allah Ta'ala, we make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And I tell you, subhanAllah, people have to recognize the dua has different types of ways of it being accepted, right? Again, our job is to ask. Allah Ta'ala can either show it to you here and give you exactly what you wanted. So you ask for the Mercedes Benz and mashallah, you see it tomorrow in your driveway, mashallah. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. Mashallah, tabarakallah. If you like that, make dua for me, okay? MashaAllah. The second thing is that if it's not, it's a wabal and a bala. And I tell you, the musibah that was supposed to come to you because of your dua, Allah repels the musibah. I've seen many times, subhanAllah, from my own experience, my child was about to do something unbelievably insane. His life would have been destroyed at that moment. He would have been utterly killed. And Allah just diverts the child somehow, right? And I think about maybe it was a dua that we made and Allah used that dua right now. You have no idea. Really, we don't know. And the last one Allah says, and this is his most beloved one. You don't believe me. When we pass away, you'll believe me. When on the day of judgment you come, and Allah Ta'ala says, you remember these du'as. One by one, Allah Ta'ala tells you the du'as. One by one. Because you and I forget. Wallahi, we've forgotten everything we've done. Allah does not forget. وَمَا كَانَ رَبُّكَ نَسِيَا. On the day of judgment, Allah Ta'ala says, one by one, He tells you all the du'as you made. You made this one, and this night, you said it like this. And this one, and this one, and this one. Ah, it's going to be a long list. And Allah Ta'ala says, I didn't give it to them in the world. I say them over here because I wanted you to have these things in Jannah instead. And when you see them, you say, Wallahi, Ya Allah, had you not given me anything, the dunya would have been better. This is the reality of a dua. This has such, it's an amal, it's an ibadah. Never forget that. When you raise your hand, it's not just you asking, you're worshipping Allah through this. And when you worship Allah through this, it's one of the most accepted and most beloved things of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah grant us all tawfiq, inshallah. Alhamdulillah, it's been a wonderful, mashallah. Every year is wonderful, mashallah. I never, alhamdulillah, Rabbana, Ramadan is just, it's just barakah and khair. I know it gets a little tough near the end and people are longing for Eid. But remember, inshallah ta'ala, it's a reminder from Rasulullah himself, right? He told us that you're going to have two happinesses, inshallah. One is the time of iftar, one time when you meet Allah Azza wa Jal, you have happiness, inshallah ta'ala. So be excited, inshallah, you know, and just use the last moments as much as you can for the best things, inshallah ta'ala. May Allah accept everything. Brothers have also asked me for the list of du'as. Inshallah, by tomorrow I should have it out in the ICB group and you guys can use them regularly. Do remember the compiler of the du'a in your du'as, inshallah, and his parents and his teachers especially, inshallah ta'ala. May Allah accept everyone and Allah grant us the best. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun wa salamun ala al mursaleen walhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.